You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. If you drive past Planned Parenthood in Harrisburg, you might see a blue van parked there. It offers free ultrasounds and information about a treatment called abortion pill reversal. The group behind the van isn't the only one in Pennsylvania advocating for the treatment. Roughly a third of crisis pregnancy centers in the state offer or endorse it. Anti-abortion advocates say it's an option for women who change their mind about abortion. But as WITF's Gabriela Martinez reports, abortion pill reversal is not approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, and no scientific evidence exists that it works.
Let me talk, Mayor. Let me have her. Okay. Hi, young lady. Hi, guys. Hey, would you please come on board? Come on board our ultrasound van here. You
can. Steve Chickychop is a volunteer for an anti-abortion organization called Undefeated Courage. He stands outside the van with one goal: to talk to women he thinks are going into Planned Parenthood to get an abortion. He tells them they have another option.
It's reversible. If you go to abortionpillreversal.com, they can reestablish nutrition to your baby. At this point, your baby isn't harmed.
The medical abortion process Chickychop wants to stop involves taking two pills, mifepristone and misoprostol. The first one blocks progesterone, a hormone necessary to sustain a pregnancy. It can be taken up to 10 weeks into pregnancy, according to the FDA. The second one causes the uterus to expel the embryo. Medical abortions account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S., according to the Guttmacher Institute, an abortion rights organization.
Do we have any of those, any extra of the pillreversal.com?
So, welcome to Littleby. This is our mobile ultrasound unit that
Becky Biter is the founder of Undefeated Courage.
We can go anywhere abortion is a threat. And also, we can go to them.
With the van, the group moves between Planned Parenthood clinics in York and Harrisburg. Inside the van, patients are offered ultrasounds and information on how to seek the treatment.
Typically, it's physicians that are already in place in the OBGYN networks, you know, in the different clinics. There are several in this local area that will do an APR.
Abortion pill reversal calls for taking a large dose of progesterone to counteract the first medical abortion pill. It has become a featured message for anti-abortion organizations in Pennsylvania and the U.S., but it's not backed by science, according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Daniel Grossman, an OBGYN at the University of California, San Francisco, has been studying claims of abortion reversal since 2015.
The reality is that, first of all, mifepristone binds more tightly to the receptor than progesterone itself, so it's not clear that just adding more progesterone would make a difference.
He and others in the medical community are concerned to see the treatment advertised as effective and to see some state laws requiring doctors to tell patients about the treatment.
Whether it's plausible or not, we just don't have evidence that it's effective or, as I said, that it's safe.
Anti-abortion groups often cite a 2018 paper reporting that about half of 547 women who had taken progesterone after mifepristone had successful pregnancies. The research was led by George Delgado, who is the face of the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. The paper was published in a journal co-sponsored by the Watson-Baus Research Institute, which is focused on anti-abortion issues. Grossman and other medical researchers say that research is not reliable. For one thing, some of the clinicians used an ultrasound to pre-screen patients, and women were given progesterone only if they clearly had an ongoing pregnancy.
It's highly likely that those patients would have had a continuing pregnancy if they'd done nothing.
They also say the research did not meet scientific standards because it did not include a placebo group for comparison. Delgado says he wants to do a randomized controlled trial, but without placebos.
It would be unethical to have a placebo group because these are women who want reversal, and none of them are going to want to be in a placebo group.
In 2019, a team of UC Davis medical researchers tried to study progesterone therapy in a way that met scientific standards. They stopped early when three women had severe bleeding. Two had taken a placebo and one took progesterone. Dr. Mitchell Crennan, the lead researcher, says the experience raised concerns about the safety of using the first medical abortion pill without the second one.
We need accurate information to tell them what to expect, not to give them a treatment and say, well, this can help you without even knowing if it really does or possibly even could make things worse. People need to make an informed decision about whether or not to have an abortion.
For doctors like Crennan and Grossman, counseling patients about a treatment that is not evidence-based goes against medical ethics.
It's concerning, though, that, I mean, really, they're kind of doing essentially medical experimentation on patients.
A recent website-based survey by the Women's Law Project shows roughly one-third of crisis pregnancy centers in Pennsylvania endorse, promote, or offer abortion pill reversal. It also found state-funded crisis pregnancy centers promote the treatment at a higher rate. Tara Murtha co-authored the report.
There's not even an assessment of how often this is happening, what's happening to the people that are targeted and that take it. There's been really no, though advocates have been ringing the alarm about this, I haven't yet seen any real meaningful attempt to hold CPCs accountable for this practice.
The state legislature's Women's Health Caucus is researching ways to tackle misinformation regarding reversing abortions. None of that is an issue for Becky Bider and Undefeated Courage.
Yeah, that's what we're pursuing, an abortion-free state, an abortion-free nation, and we hope that hearts will be changed, you know, that we're not going to need the abortion pill reversal in the future, in the near future, you know.
Eventually, Bider said, they'd like to offer the treatment at the van. For now, at least, they'll promote abortion pill reversal without backing from the state legislature. Although eight states require doctors to tell patients about the treatment, and laws are pending in 12 others, Pennsylvania isn't one of them. Gabriela Martinez, WITF News, Harrisburg.